Monty James with a special holiday bottleneck edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Speaking of bottles, always a pleasure to have Sarah Metzler, Director of Organizational Communications at the Cattlemen's Beef Board, overseers of the National Beef Checkoff. Sarah's also the one that gave us our famous clip, "Scotch is my jam." There's a bottle tie-in. Is scotch still your jam?
Scotch is my jam.
It is. I went to Scotland in October and got to see how it's made and everything, and I was just in heaven. So yes, it is my jam. Scotch is my jam.
Love it. Did you sample a little bit while you're there, or just
a
observe?
Little bit? Long story short, we went to an island called Isla. Maybe 400 people on the whole island, and everybody works at one of 7 distilleries. And I thought I wouldn't ever leave if I didn't have kids back home. I think I would have just stayed there.
Right on. Well, scotch is your jam. Standard stuff here. What is on the menu Christmas Day at the Metzler Ranch?
Oh, you know what? We actually celebrated early on Saturday. My brother did 2 huge prime ribs.
Nice.
And one of them he did quote unquote regular, you know, just that good, great crust on it. The other one he did was a chipotle honey rub. And nice. I'm telling you, I'm a purist, but that was some delicious beef right there.
Speaking of food, they're messing with our food pyramid again. We're getting a plethora of emails about the USDA's getting recommendations to replace lean beef with legumes and plant-based meat substitutes. Them's fighting words. What's the scoop on that, Sarah?
You know, the dietary guidelines of America. So you said the food pyramid. I think more recently it's been the myplate.gov. Basically are a series of guidelines that come out every 5 years that explain to Americans the best way that the federal government believes us to be the most healthy. So it's a body, it's an advisory committee. It's a body of researchers. It's a committee. And they meet for actually several years where they take comments from across the scientific community.
Right.
And that scientific community includes the beef checkoff. It includes the pork checkoff and includes all kinds of researchers that stand in front of them to explain the benefits and the research behind the benefits of beef.
Right.
And the checkoff's been doing it for years. The dietary guidelines have been around for about 40 years, and we've been there for almost the whole time doing this on behalf of farmers and ranchers to make sure beef stays on it, stays in those guidelines. What it basically culminates in is the dietary guidelines will be coming out at some point in 2025. What they do in the meantime is this committee sets out a scientific report. So they've had 4 rounds of all this researchers, and they've listened and they've taken notes, and then they come out with an initial scientific report. This is kind of where we're headed on these guidelines. And this initial report is encouraging the cutback of all red meat.
Whoa. Tune in tomorrow for part 2 of our important interview with Sarah Metzler from the Cattlemen's Beef Board.